John chapter 4 verses 42 through 46. And they said to the woman, It is no longer because of your speaking that we believe, for we ourselves have heard and know that this one is truly the Savior of the world. And after the 2 days, he went forth from there into Galilee. For Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his own country. Then when he came into Galilee, the Galileans received him, having seen all that he did in Jerusalem at the feast, for they also went to the feast. He then came again to Cana of Galilee, where he had made the water wine. And there was a certain royal official, whose son was sick in Capernaum.
This case, the third among the nine, reveals the dying people's need of healing. This case concerns the son of a royal official who was about to die. Mankind firstly needs regeneration, secondly satisfaction, and thirdly healing. We all need a certain amount of healing. In a sense, we are living. In another sense, we all are dying. When a baby is newly born, his mother would think that he is growing. Actually, the baby is dying. Everyone on earth is dying. If you are young, still under 30 years of age, you may not have the sense that you are dying. However, when you reach the age of 60 or 70, you realize that you are dying. A lifespan of 70 years may be likened to $70. Each year that is lived is the equivalent of spending a dollar. So human beings are apparently living, but actually dying. This is why I do not ask my children or grandchildren to celebrate my birthday, for my birthday tells me that I am dying. The longer we live, the less time we have to live. We all need healing. We have been regenerated, and day by day, we may contact the Lord, the living spirit, for our satisfaction. In addition to this, we need healing. We are all sick and dying people. We are fallen people, weak and fragile, who are dying and who need the Lord's healing. If you have the healing of the Lord Jesus, your dying will become living.